Dudbridge Lower Lock. In 1800, John Shear drowned in the canal. He had been the lock keeper at Dudbridge. He left behind a widow, Martha, and 9 children. The Stroudwater Canal Company gave financial help to Martha for 2 years, until a longer-term arrangement was made, when the company agreed to build a new house beside the lockhouse for her to live in, provided she helped look after the locks. However, in 1809, Martha had been told to leave, but she refused to move out. No further mention of Martha has been found, and we don't know exactly what happened to her after that.
Dear John left me with 9 children, 1 still a babe, through drowning in this here canal. He'd sunk his heart and soul into keeping the lock and its boats moving, all for the good of the Stroudwater Company. Then gone he was. Me with nothing except an army of hungry mouths. Now, they did good by me. I'm not saying they didn't. Built me a house here by the canal, rent-free. Just needed me to keep looking after the locks. And I did. But going back on a promise is worse than giving no help in the first place. 7 years later and they're giving me notice to quit. Awful behaviour. And now the committee giving orders to make me leave by removing my doors and my windows. Well, they're not taking them. Them children might be older, some of them might be able to earn a wage, but they're also able to put up a fight. Oh, they're not taking our doors, windows or anything. This is our home, paid for by dear John's sadly retired corpse. They're coming back. Do me a favour. Go further down the path and don't let them pass you. If you see them carrying windows or doors later, you know what to do. Quickly!